Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Rob Parker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today I am out at Treadway Pools. How are you guys doing today? This is Luke and Jared. Luke, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having
me. I'm doing very good. It's been a busy couple of weeks. The weather's great, and we're very busy, that's for sure.
Now, here at Treadway Pools, I can't imagine why you guys have been busy over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it went from about 60 degrees to 85 really quick, so we got a lot of people in ready to get their pools ready for the summer and enjoy the holiday weekend.
Well, nothing better than having a pool during these hot weather days, and last I checked, at 85, no, we're in the 90s, and it is brutal out there. So you guys have all kinds of great products for people who want to get cooled off during the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do both in-ground and above-ground pools. If you're wanting to discuss in-ground pools, get a hold of Luke here. He's the owner here at Treadway. They do a great job of construction service, taking care of everybody that has in-ground pools. If you would like to discuss above-ground pools, go ahead and stop in the store here on Detroit Street. I can talk to you about that here in the store. We can get those to you pretty quickly and get those ready to go for the summer so you can enjoy a nice pool for the year.
Yeah, nothing better than a nice pool. So how many pools do you think you put in every year?
So we try to target about 40 to 45 pools a year. So, yeah, we're rocking and rolling. The nice part helps, certainly. So,
yeah.
Construction crew is rocking it, service team is rocking it, our retail team is rocking it, so I can't complain, everyone's doing awesome.
That's great news. Love to hear small businesses growing, doing well in our community.
For sure.
And when you can offer a service like cooling off,
that's right.
Right outside your house, come on. Is there anything better than that?
There's not. That's the part of it. I love it. So just going from the design to the backyard to where watching the backyard turn into a paradise, to where you can enjoy family time, make tons of memories, that's what we're all about.
Yeah. Memories is great, and nothing better again than that water in your backyard, the pool, the hot tub, through the summer, just a great time with family. Now, there's something really cool going on this weekend, and so this weekend is going to be June, 10th, 11th, something like that? 9th, 10th, 11th?
Yeah, June 8th, 9th, and 10th.
8th, 9th, and 10th.
The next coming weekend.
Yep.
We are having what we are dubbing the Woodstock sale here at Treadway, throwing it back to the groovy days. We actually have Rock Bottom across the street and up the road Hogs Are Wild involved. So take a look at there this next coming week and get their deals. But for us, we are going to be running deals all 3 days, up to 50% off on above ground pools, 20% off on all pool chemicals, 40% off on toys and floats, 20% off maintenance items, and much, much more. So stop by and check out. We've got pretty much anything you're looking for to make your backyard nice to hang out in this summer.
So it really sounds like there's going to be a block party right here on North Detroit Street.
Yeah, very much could be. Like I said, stop by Hogs Are Wild. I know they've got a good deal going on for a good pulled pork sandwich, and Rock Bottom's running a decent deal over the weekend. So stop by there and see if you can get a good deal going on there.
There's nothing better than when small businesses come together to make a fun event for customers and for the community. And so I appreciate what you guys are doing, and hopefully this weekend will be a great, awesome turnout. And, again, people can just start having wonderful memories in their backyard. Luke, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just say I want everyone to have a great summer. Just stop in the Treadway Pools for any all your pool needs. We do free water tests and all that good stuff, and we'll get you up and running.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everyone in Warsaw, for our customers now. If you have a pool and want to, get it up and running for the year, or want to continue to do maintenance for the year, stop on by and we can get you taken care of and get everything you need.
For us, that's awesome.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rademacher sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Cassie Timmons from Advocate CCM. Welcome, Cassie.
Hello, welcome to you.
Brand new member of the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for that as well. And you've become very involved already. I appreciate that.
Yes, I have. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're a good bunch.
Yeah.
So Advocate CCM. Mm-hmm. What is Advocate? I don't even know what CCM. What's Advocate CCM?
So Advocate CCM is a workers' compensation company. CCM stands for Certified Case Management.
Okay.
So we help injured workers throughout their recovery process in a work-related fashion.
Oh, okay. So what made you choose to get into this industry?
Well, it actually all stemmed from my own personal work-related injury. It was a process that I was unaware of, did not know what was going on. I didn't get a lot of direction, but having the knowledge helped me get through the process. I just started thinking about other people who don't have that knowledge, and I just felt I could really make a difference in this particular field.
Mm-hmm. Now you say case, what are case managers?
So case managers, we are a neutral party. We're hired by the insurance company or the employer, and we follow injured workers throughout their workers' compensation claim. We are liaison between all parties involved, and that includes the employer, the adjuster, the provider, the injured worker. Everybody involved in the claim. We are the center people that help with communication and help facilitate all the necessary needs.
That's fantastic because that gets so complicated.
It very much can. Yes. A lot of organizing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what services do you guys offer then?
So basically we attend office visits on a regular basis so that we can develop a plan of care and then see how we're progressing with that plan of care. We also can attend hospitalizations. So if we have someone who's severely injured at the hospital, we go visit them, find out what that plan of care is. And then as they get discharged, we facilitate all those discharge needs. We also coordinate all type of services. So if the doctor orders physical therapy or if they order diagnostic testing or any type of transportation needs or translation needs, we facilitate all those needs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you work with both the injured worker mm-hmm. and the employer mm-hmm. and the insurance carriers?
And the
everybody,
providers.
And the providers.
And the providers.
Oh,
yes, we're the centerpiece of all of those little parts within a workers' compensation claim.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what are some of the common like injuries and stuff that you work with?
We deal with anything from sprains to amputations. We deal a lot with concussions. We deal a lot with surgical procedures, anywhere from the head to the feet. It varies. We have dealt with dental issues. People have fallen before and needed to have their teeth fixed. We've dealt with vision issues. We've had foreign bodies in the eyes or welding flash burns. We help with that. We've had inhalation issues where people have been exposed to chemicals or fires. And we've also been dealing with any prosthetics. So I've dealt with a leg before and an eye prosthetic. So lots of different things depending on what injuries are in place.
All right. What are some of the common like barriers, or what extends recovery? What do you work with?
Yeah, barriers can be a little bit of a roadblock. We have to be very creative how we get around those barriers. So language is a big one. This is a big Spanish-speaking community. We try to facilitate as many needs as we can. So if we can have an in-person interpreter, obviously that is our preference.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, we also can do video. We can also do telephonic. So when I initially meet them or get a claim, I call them telephonically and I use an interpreter that way just so I can get to the root of what's going on, introduce myself, let them know I'm going to be there and how I'm going to help them. Mm-hmm. Some other things we deal with is psychological. So we have a big mental health issue here. So we've got some depression, anxiety that can extend injuries, obviously, because it's going to compound that issue. We also have some injuries that you have some PTSD related to that. And so we help facilitate treatment for that to get them over that. Transportation, I have one individual that I'm providing they have five providers, and I facilitate all the transportation needs to all those doctor's visits on top of physical therapy. So at least 2 to 3 times a week, I'm developing all that. If we have a cancellation or moving, I got to change everything up and start over. So it can get a little hairy, but we get through it. Obviously, addiction, the opioid crisis in this area, it's getting better but still present. So we really monitor how long they've been on those opiates. And then we ask the providers, what are some other alternatives for pain management? Make sure that they're comfortable and get through the recovery. We deal with attorney involvement. Sometimes we have attorneys on them. Sometimes we don't. Attorneys can either help us because it increases their compliance. Sometimes it limits our communication, which can inhibit. But we still progress forward. We still let them know we're still here no matter what. Mm-hmm. So doors always open for us. Family support is a big one. If they don't have a good support system, we as case managers then become that support system for them. And so we just encourage them to keep going. You've got this. Keep progressing and help them see that light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how somebody could possibly navigate through this whole world without you.
Yeah.
So what's your main philosophy? You had if you could sum up your philosophy in one
people
statement.
First. We take care of the people. The people are the common denominator in all of this. We have to remember that at the end of all these rules and regs and guidelines, it's a person at the other end of this. So we want to make sure that we treat them well, and make sure that they are healthy. Obviously, we engage them in their own recovery. So we want them to have a voice. We want them to be right in the thick of stuff and just communicate with me so I know where they're coming from all the time. The other thing is collaborative approach. We have to have everyone involved in the process, or it does not go well. So everyone needs to be together. We all have to have the same and common goal on getting the injured worker back to work in a timely but safely manner.
That's a lot, Cassie. Yeah. Holy cow. I think every HR director, every business owner, every attorney, anybody that's been injured, I think everybody should have you on speed dial. Now, how do they get in touch with you?
There's various ways that you can get in touch with me. I have a phone, which is 574-238-2518. Or you can email me at ktimmins, T-I-M-M-I-N-S, at advocateccm.com.
And Cassie, in addition to phone and email, you have a social media presence?
Yes, we are on LinkedIn and also on Facebook, advocateccm.
Advocateccm.
Yep.
That is awesome. And if you can't remember that, but you remember you heard this awesome biz buzz about workers' comp issues, call the Costa-Gasco Chamber of Commerce and we'll gladly get you in touch with Cassie. Yes. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Are you worried about your paycheck or safety at work? The U.S. Department of Labor wants to make sure you're protected and paid properly. Call us at 866-487-WAGE or visit worker.gov.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.